we have given thanks.
Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
In this covenant of prayer, this promised land era, it's testimony time. Please, let's listen attentively to these documented testimonies. Ours shall be more astounding as we engage. Number one, my liberation testimonies. You can make that bigger for Jesus. I have come to return all glory to God for this liberation mandate because I am a living witness. I have come like that one leper to give God thanks for all he has done in my life since I got connected to this liberation mandate. I came in contact with this commission in 2002 as a 200 level undergraduate, where I was battling terrible grades. God took me from someone who was recording 1 point to 2 points GPA to 4 points GPA. Hallelujah. And that happened consecutively in all semesters, from 300 level second semester to 500 level. God miraculously blessed me with a great marriage and a very good career. I have enjoyed 10 major career leaps in the last 13 years. Hallelujah. After 9 years of waiting since our first child, God blessed us in quick succession with 2 additional miracle babies without any medical intervention. God has blessed us with good health, peace, joy, career favor, and many landed properties. He has also blessed us with a heart after things of the kingdom. And many have been led to Christ and are being followed up by us. Just this anniversary week, God blessed my husband and I with another miracle landed property in Lekki. Hallelujah. As part of our liberation feast package. God has indeed proven this liberation mandate in my life and my family. We are living a concern-free life by simply obeying the instructions from this altar and making kingdom advancement endeavors our personal business. I have come to return all the glory to the God of this liberation mandate. Testify is new me all. Please, let's put our hands together. I appreciate Jesus for that testimony. Number 2, miracle job via encounter at the anniversary feast. Amen. In 2016, I graduated from the university with a first class. But getting a job ever since became an uphill task. As a result, I settled for a teaching job. Thereafter, in April of 2021, through the word of Bishop David Oyedepo, the Holy Spirit instructed me to start small where I was. So, I started a JAMB tutorial lesson with no students at all. But within the first 3 days, I already had 5 students. Also, during the 40th anniversary prophetic feast, after one of the encounter night services, I got a mail. An employment letter was sent to me by a big engineering company with a wonderful salary. I return all the glory to God. Testify is Segun Ajani. Please rise on your feet, lift up your hands unto God, and let's magnify him for these wonderful testimonies.
Lift your voice and give glory to God this morning. Appreciate him for these testimonies, liberation testimonies, evidences of the mighty hand of God at work in our midst. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. And let's give him adoration. Bless the name of the Lord is worthy of praise. Bless the name of the Lord is worthy of glory. Bless the name of the Lord is worthy of honor. Appreciate him and give him all the praise that is due unto his name. Make sure your voice of thanksgiving is recorded on high. Give him praise and bless his holy name. Give him glory and bless his holy name. Celebrate him for these marvelous acts. Give him all of the praise and the glory due unto him. And bless the name of the Most High God. now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. Lord, I've come here for a word from heaven. Speak to me today by your word. Let my life be transformed. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Lord Jesus, we are before you this morning with gratitude in our hearts for all that you have done. Every time we call you, you answer us. Testimonies abound in our lives and in our midst to show that your mighty hand has never departed. For it, we give you all the praise. And this morning, one more time, we're in your presence asking for a word from heaven. Speak to us and let our lives be transformed. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Now from scriptures, it is made clear to us that no prophetic word can be fulfilled in the energy of the flesh. In chapter 2 and verse 9, the Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. There is no prophetic word that can ever be brought to pass in the energy of the flesh. What that means is that no man's hand is sufficient to execute any prophetic word. It is only God's hand that can fulfill anything that God says. Therefore, if it is God's plan, it will take God's hand. In 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 15, the Bible said, that which you speak to my father David with your mouth, he said, your hand has fulfilled it. We find that repeated also in verse 24. So if it is God's plan, it will take God's hand. Therefore, it means that fulfillment of prophecy requires divine intervention. It is the hand of God that has the ability to fulfill, to perform, to deliver the plan of God. And if we are going to see God's intervention, then we will require the force of thanksgiving and praise as a lifestyle. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, the Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. And in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36, it says, you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you may fulfill the promise. So the promise will not be fulfilled or delivered until the will of God is done. And the will of God that must be done is the expression of thanksgiving. That is why no one experiences divine intervention without deliberate appreciation. If you have not learned to be thankful, you cannot experience the hand of God. In Psalm 22 and verse 3, the Bible says, thou art holy, thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Until praise is present, God is absent. It is the atmosphere of praise and thanksgiving that prepares for God's intervention. In Psalm 114, beginning from verse 1 to 7, when Israel went out of Egypt, it says that Israel was his dominion and Judah was his sanctuary. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. Mountains began to skip like rams, hills like little lambs. What ailed the sea that thou fleddest, and Jordan that thou was driven back, and mountains that you skip like rams, and little hills like little lambs? Tremble thou, O earth, at the presence of the Lord. God said, I will bring you out. But for you to come out, you need to bring me in. It was in praise and thanksgiving that they attracted God's attention in order to secure God's intervention. In Exodus chapter 15 and verse 11, the Bible tells us there, who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? God is never dormant in praise. God is always doing in praise. Every time you find a life that is full of praise, it cannot be barren of the act of God. When you find a life that is full of gratitude and thanksgiving, that life cannot be barren of the act of God. He said, we have seen thy goings, O Lord, thy goings in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players of instruments went after. He says, and so also were the damsels playing with their timbrels and harps. So it takes the praises of God, the gratitude offered to God, in order to stimulate the intervention of God. Psalm 68, verse 24 and verse 25. That's why this week we are going to be looking at this exhortation caption, engaging the power of thanksgiving for fulfillment of prophecy. Engaging the power of thanksgiving for fulfillment of prophecy. We have just been ushered into our promised land, loaded with prophetic words. But to see those prophecies manifested, there is a requirement to offer genuine thanks unto God. We look at the example of Jesus in scriptures. In John chapter 5 and verse 25, Jesus speaking in prophecy concerning things to come. He said, the hour is come and now is. What will happen at that hour? He said, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and he that hears that voice shall live. That was a prophecy. At that time, nothing like that had happened in the ministry of Jesus. A prophetic word had come towards him. A word that had come from heaven. Something that was going to happen. Just like we have returned from this prophetic feast with many prophecies of things that are going to happen. But how was he going to stimulate God's intervention to see what God had said come to pass? The Bible tells us that his friend Lazarus suddenly was dead. And in John chapter 11, we are told Jesus' reaction from verse 39 to verse 44. Jesus appeared at the tomb of Lazarus. And he said, Father, I thank you because I know that you hear me always. I have prayed, but I've come with the key that will stimulate your intervention. I thank you because I know that you hear me always. He says, but for this, I'm saying this unto you. And then from there, Lazarus come forth. And then he that was dead came out, bound hand and foot. He that was dead. God stepped in to turn around the situation at the instance of appreciation. I like you to understand, therefore, that as we have emerged from this prophetic feast, never allow anything draw complaint out of your mouth. Let it only be the voice of thanksgiving. That is the key to transformation. In Isaiah chapter 51, the Bible tells us, beginning from verse 1 to 3, it says, ye that follow after righteousness, look unto the rock from where you are hewn, and to the pit from where you are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bear thee. For I called him alone and blessed him. He said, the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all of her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. But what will be the stimulating force? He said, joy and gladness shall be found therein. And what else? He says, and thanksgiving and the voice of melody. You want to see transformation, you must engage appreciation. And that is why it becomes so important for you to go back in gratitude to God for every word that you have received. The scripture says, in God I will praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word. Go back with gratitude for the words received. Because in the kingdom, we trade with words. It is words that change our world. So you pick the word and you give glory to him for it. All that Jesus had that was going to secure the resurrection of Lazarus was a word. What was that word? The hour is coming and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they that hear shall live. All he had was a word. But with that word, he went with thanks and returned with divine intervention. Did anybody here receive any word at the prophetic feast? Did you get any word from God? Did God say anything particularly to you? Did your eyes open to something that you had not seen before? If you have received a word from God, then God is requiring thanks from you. He's requiring thanks from you. That is the key to seeing prophecy fulfilled. Not only were we receiving revelations, but God was unveiling his agenda to us, releasing prophetic words concerning things to come, expounding to us the reality of our promised land, making us see where he has brought us into. Now that you know, now that he has said it, what he requires from you is thanksgiving. Appreciation. Appreciation. As you begin giving glory to God, you begin seeing his hand perform his word in your direction. No one here will miss out on divine performance of every word spoken. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. I said somebody believe it, say loud amen. Now in the same vein, we see from scriptures that thanksgiving and praise is a requirement to keep the church of Christ growing. Not only is prophecy required, is thanksgiving required for prophecy, but to see the church keep growing, thanksgiving is required. The Bible makes us understand in Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and verse 47. It tells us there, it said they were praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So for continuous growth, there must be continuous thanks. And we have heard the testimony of this commission. How that at the inception, among other things, there was a city-wide crusade. You know what city-wide crusade means? The whole city is supposed to come. A city-wide crusade that was held. And the top or the highest attendance in that city-wide crusade was 63. You are expecting the whole city. And when the city gathered, 63 people came. Even a village crusade should be more than that. But rather than complaining, all the glory must be to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise. As thanksgiving began to go up to God, the hand of God began to come down to us and began to bring intervention, so that where there was reduction, it turned it to multiplication. That is the power of gratitude. Additions, increases, multiplications. And today we see the hand of God everywhere, because thanksgiving has never stopped. So for us as individuals and for us as a church, thanksgiving must become our lifestyle. My prayer for each one of us today is that the grace to maintain a life of gratitude may it come afresh upon each one. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. The grace to maintain a life of gratitude, may that grace come afresh upon each one. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning? And if you can recall any word that you received from heaven, lift your hand and give God thanks for it. In God, I will praise his word. Lift your hand and begin to give thanks unto God for that which you have received already, the prophetic word that has come your way already, the blessing of his word that has come your way already, the reality of the promised land that has come your way already. Will you lift your hand and lift your voice, appreciate him and celebrate him, give him all the praise for specifics of the prophetic words that have come your way for bringing you into this promised land where you will eat bread without scarceness, for bringing you to this promised land where you will see the goodness of God in dimensions never experienced before, for bringing you to this promised land where the things that eyes have not seen, the things that ears have not heard, will become the order of day in your life. Will you give him all the praise? Will you give him all the glory? Will you give him all the honor? Will you give him all the adoration for bringing you to this promised land where he will multiply your year, your days, as the days of heaven on the earth, where long life is guaranteed for you? Will you give him glory? Will you give him honor? Will you give adoration unto him for bringing you to this promised land where none of the inhabitants will say, I am sick again? Will you give him all the glory for every prophetic word you can recall right now? Appreciate him from the depth of your hearts. As you are thanking him, he's performing it. As you are thanking him, he's executing it. As you are thanking him, he is releasing it. Are you giving him glory? Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. As you have offered thanks to him today, the hand of God shall be stretched in your direction to perform his word. Somebody believe it, say loud, amen. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. You believe it, say loud, amen. It is wisdom for us to go over our various notes and begin to highlight points of thanksgiving, areas to boost our gratitude. We have been told, take, CDs and just dance before God. Celebrate him. Among other things, a month of thanksgiving, where our blessings are going to be, perfected, our blessings are going to be multiplied, and all of that. So let us make sure we take advantage of it, and God will decorate you. Welcome to your season of testimonies, and welcome to the reality of your promised land. Lift your hand one more time. Give glory to God. Give glory to God. And right now, begin to prophesy into your day. Begin to speak into your day. Begin to speak into your day. It's a day with a difference. A day with a difference. A day of blessing. A day of breakthroughs. A day of testimonies. A day of progress. No tears. No concerns. No evil tidings. Blessed day. Glorious day. Productive day. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have declared, so shall it be unto you. This new week is blessed. It will be a week of testimonies. The manifestation of your promised land begins now. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go.